I said, geez, I haven't seen my friend in such a long time. Then I said, oh, you know what? You should listen to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. And then you would miss me so much.
Girl, Miss Ben, and you're tuned in to Heal Black Girl Heal. My first guest today is Karina Oliver, the founder and owner of Girls Empower, a female empowerment brand aiming to empower women to support each other instead of tearing one another down. A happy mom of two boys, experienced in business development, sales, and management. She is also an expert in organic Instagram growth and virtual assistants, helping female entrepreneurs, also known as a fempreneur, starting or growing their business. She is a motivated female determined to rise while empowering others to do the same. Please do welcome Karina. Welcome, welcome to Heal Black Girl Heal. So, I would like you to describe yourself to our audience, starting with I am.
Okay, this is cool. I love it. So, hello. I am Karina. So, I am someone who believes in women achieving things for themselves, women having the power to just have to achieve something for themselves, become more stronger, more successful, more positive, all these things. And I am a mother. I'm also someone that loves to read, write, and...
Okay, just to be clear, what is it that you do?
So I am a female empowerment influencer. So I empower girls to basically just be themselves, be authentically them, to be their own boss and love themselves unconditionally. Mm-hmm. So I also help female entrepreneurs grow their brand or business on Instagram. And I help busy women or female entrepreneurs manage their Instagram account to help them grow, gain visibility, or just to help get that management, that support if they don't have the time.
You are also a mother of two. I'm a mother of one. And every day, every week, I am finding myself finding balance and rebalancing, readjusting to my son's growth. You have two sons. You have two boys that you are consistently adjusting and readjusting, and you are a being yourself. So do you have any pointers on how some of us first-time moms, how can we organize ourselves to maintain entrepreneurship while being a mother?
So, very good question. I would say number one, it's so much easier said than done. And I love the fact that you said, like, being a mom, you're constantly, daily, weekly, like, you're constantly readjusting and kind of, like, adjusting yourself to your child's growth, their personality, like, their ways, all that stuff, right? So, the number one thing that has helped me is actually believing myself. So it's very easy to, you know, forget about ourselves while being a mom. You know, we're taking care of someone else, our whole life changes, like it's just crazy. So number one, believing yourself, because it's so easy for you to just fall off track and think that you can't do anything anymore because you are a mom or because you have a child. There's so many things that hold you back. So number one is you have to have the power to actually believe that this is possible. I can get this done. I'm still someone. Even with these kids, right? Mm-hmm. And then number two would be definitely sticking to a plan. So I always try to stick to like a weekly plan, at least a daily weekly plan, even a monthly plan where I'll have a few goals that I need to stick to or try to accomplish. And that's really one of the main things that really helped me is really just sticking to a plan. So I write down like what I need to get done, let's say in a month, and then I break it down to a week, and then I try to do those tasks, I would say like daily. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I try to break it up. I try to break up those tasks so that it's easier to get done and trying to stay consistent with that.
Okay. Ms. Karina, these are simple tasks that we should know that we should be doing with or without a child.
Right.
But the reality of it is that we constantly forget. And I'm actually taking notes as we go.
Oh, I love that.
And you know, like, this is something I'm like, yo, I knew this already. I knew this decades ago, but I still need the refresher. I need the reminder of it. How do you hold yourself accountable for your work?
I hold myself accountable. Oh my gosh, I never really thought about that. Like I said, I write down all my stuff in a notebook, number one. So that's kind of like how I kind of keep myself accountable, like, you know, marking those things off. I'm on this mode where it's like I know what I need to get done. So I just try to, I'm constantly thinking about it. I'm constantly working on it. I'm constantly doing things to try to get me to that place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the most thing that holds me accountable is really just, like I said, I stick to a plan. I write everything down in my notebook. I know what I kind of need to get done. So, and a lot of those things are like priorities, right? So, that's a good question. Sorry, I don't really know how to answer it, but I think that, you know, the main thing that helps me stay accountable is really just knowing what my priorities are and then making sure that what I need to get done is being ticked off. And I'm going to pay this to the process, seeing it get done, you know? That's my, like, you know, those are my results. Once I see results, I'm like, okay, this is, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And how do you find balance being a mom and also being consistent within your business?
That's a good question as well. I would say honestly, because, you know, like I said, I tried to break everything up. So, you know, business is business. Family is family. Like, my kids are my kids. And then, you know, I try to, like, have my me time as well. So, I really just try to balance everything out. Like, when it's time to take care of business, that's when I'm in that mode. When I'm with my kids, when it's, like, you know, taking care of the house, I'm in that mode. And then when it's, like, me time, it's that mode. So, I really try to just work on what I'm trying to work on, like, keep it, keep myself on track with that, like, let's say, category. And that's really it. Sometimes it's hard because, like, you know, like, I'm also someone that's, like, an online, like, everything is online to me, right? So I have people that are asking me questions. I have emails to send out. Like, I'm doing everything. Like, I'm my own. I'm doing everything in my business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, sometimes I do fall off track, and when I do fall off track, I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to go even harder. And I know that, like I said, when I am falling off track, or when I am trying to work on my business, but I get distracted or whatnot, it's for like a good reason, you know.
Did you know, like, pre-baby that this is what you were going to do? Or was it more like, okay, now I'm a mom, what can I do as a mother?
Great question. Oh my gosh, that's something I could definitely answer. So before I was a mom, this is definitely something I never thought of. Like, I was always working. So I was working since I was 17.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of on my own at 18. Like, I still had my mom, my family, and everything, but that's when I was really doing my own thing. My mom moved to Toronto, so I wasn't necessarily planning any of this. But once I actually had my second child, so even when I had my first child, I was still working. I was getting promotions in my job. I was becoming a manager, all that stuff. But I didn't have no business thought in my mind. My aura, like my energy, my mindset, it was completely different than it was when I had my first child. Positivity from each other. And that's how it honestly started. I really just started it because I was like, I wanted to bring girls together. I needed the empowerment. I know that other women around me needed the empowerment. And that's how I started Girls Empower, my female empowerment brand. And then, of course, it moved on to, like, you know, my business. It really started mainly from my second child. So it wasn't my first, it was my second child. And I was like, I don't want to be in the same place. I want to level up. I want to take control of my emotions and really put it into something, you know? And that's what I did.
It's most definitely empowering to hear your story.
Happy to hear that.
You know,
yeah, because I keep it very organic and I try to keep it really real. And when people ask me, they're like, you know, why did you start this? And I'm like, really, like, I felt like I needed the empowerment and I know other women around me needed the empowerment.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
But did you know that this many people, like these many women, needed that?
Honestly, not at all. I didn't think these many people needed it, and it's crazy because when I did start it, it was to, like, you know, empower a community of girls. And I was on my maternity leave, so when I went back to work, when I went back to work, I didn't really have that time. I was working a 9-to-5. I had to, you know, my kids were in daycare, so as soon as I was done work, I had to go pick them up, and then I was back home and just family life, you know, mom life. So people were like, people would come, would reach out to me, and they'd be like, where's Girls in Power? Like, where are you? Like, we want to see more of, like, your quotes and everything, you know? And I was like, it really touched me. I was like, wow, it really does empower people. Like, it really does leave an effect. I was still, of course, doing my thing with Girls in Power, but I was a lot more busy, so I didn't have that much time
to put into it.
So that empowered me as well, and I'm like, you know what? Let me do something more with it.
Here we go once again for the ladies.
Just got up in this party, tipsy off this Bacardi. About to take this flight, so high.
water. I'm Sean Paul, let me holler at you. What I gotta do, throw a couple dollars at you. Lift my arm, show my wrist, tell your dad about. Pick you up in biz and take you to the mall and out. Here's my number, shout in case you want some street fame. Look me up, I introduce you to a new game. Show you where I hang, girl, you be my sweet thing. I love your style, love your nails and your tight jeans.
I'm what you call a player, baby, how you look at? A young blood, feeling good and never lay back. Always run with that goose and never cognac. And keep my ears to these streets, cause that's where home at. So we're shaking in this party, pour a drink up. Until my ladies looking good, throw your hands up. Now where my fellas at, you know how we get crunk. So DJ, spin it back for me now, stop.
All my girls, put your hair fixed and your nails done. Put your hands up and say,
thing. You never pay attention to mine, you can't afford it. Save my time, so save your lives. There's always something. Spend my time just proving you wrong, enough for nothing. What you give ain't worth a dime. Gave me all the signs and I should have known. Now that you're alone, your number's unknown. Put me on the side and where did you go? Where did you go? Now that I'm gone, you want me more. Say what you want and then I close the door. I came from nothing and I'm worth the gold. You know.
Cuando hago lo que quiero, nena. Puedes irte sin reproche o que de nada. No me llamo para decirme que me extraña. Calla, siempre pide pero dármote la gozo. No tengo un minuto para ti, no me siento. Tu ego no me cela, me voy muy tranquila. No, no.
Nothing. I be myself and I ain't frontin' and I
like when you get to the edge, when you get to the edge of the cliff, it's either you jump or you walk back. For me, I know firsthand that like the universe had to shove me because I couldn't make that choice. I couldn't make that sacrifice on my own. Did you jump by yourself or did you have to get the boot and you know, placed on your throne? How did you make that decision to finally be like, okay, I'm done working and this is going to be my full-time income?
Yeah, I did that. I would say that I honestly made the jump, and it took me a long time to do it because I knew that this was possible, but I was always someone that was like, I was born in like 1995, right? So I'm not saying I'm so old, no, but we didn't grow up with like social media, phones, anything right. like that, right? So right. for me, I didn't believe that like you can really make money from Instagram or you can make money online. I was like, this is just like, you know, only celebrities or big influencers right. that like, you know. So once the pandemic started, actually, that's when I got time off of work and I was like, wow, I can actually do something with my time, and I was able to create services and really, really make my business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kept getting offers to go back to work, and I was in a point where I was like, okay, I was good where I'm at because I was expanding my business so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still a manager, an operations manager of one company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was manager of one company, and then another company that I was working for from home, they made me the operations manager. They had just opened up their company.
Yeah.
Like I was literally walking in, seeing them do the construction. Like it was, I was talking side by side with the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I'm a hustler, I'm an entrepreneur. So, you know, we need different sources of income, of course, right?
Of course, yeah.
So I said, and at the same time, I would always bring it back to my kids. Because at the end of the day, I've always been someone that works 9 to 5, and I have kids. So it's like, I can't take the sacrifice and the risk to really just say, I'm not going to work anymore because mm-hmm. I have kids, right?
Yeah.
I just felt like this was a normal, average thing.
Yeah.
And so I started realizing how much time, how much energy, how much work I was putting into this company, and I wasn't able to give it back to Girls in Power.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just feeling back in that place where I felt where I wanted to, when I started Girls in Power, I was like, that's the place where I was starting to feel again. I'm like, that's not why, this was the reason why I started this, was to get out of that feeling.
Yeah.
And then one day I woke up and I said, you know what, I'm not going to put myself in this. I'm going to take control, take empowerment of my life and tell, and leave both of these jobs and let them know what I'm doing and what I need from them, and if they can't give that to me, then I was just going to go do my own thing.
Right.
And I took the chance. I said, I'm going to do it, and I went, and I told them exactly what I was going to do, what I wanted, and they couldn't give it to me, and I was like, well, I make money online. I have my own brand of business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do my own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did, and I would not go back. Like, I've never felt so free, so
mm-hmm.
happy, and just being able to actually get to know myself.
Yeah.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Won't never leave. So Established. I ain't tryna lead your own, just wanna ask if you might wanna give me your name, explain your status. You know I see you time to time, you seem available. Don't mean shit, I know these bitches wanna settle you. Gotta say you on my short list of few. Them other dudes is okay, but I'm feeling you. Want you in the best way, what you gonna do about it? Why don't you just test me? You won't wanna do without it, no, I'm coming at you hard, eating the thug. And I ain't giving up till I get that gangster love. It's not
Always my shit tight, hair done, outfit crazy, skirts fit just right. White beater with a banging tan, walking, demanding all eyes. Baby, here I am, ain't ashamed of my frame, and I know you're watching. Putting on a show for you, popping, I ain't stopping. You know. Lot of action in your corner, yeah, you're doing it too. Only thing to make it better though is me with you.
You know
you're feeling that regardless of your front. And I heard through the streets it was me you wantin'. Let me find out you shy or something, but I know you're not. So stop the games and approaches, you really not. In place, shouldn't have took you so long in the first place. I'm just playing cutie, yeah, give me a call. No, it's cool, you ain't gotta see me till my call. I'm a big girl, but you'll find out. Stuck for me while I drop top and ride out. Will spin it, wanna know what shorty all about. But it's cool, I'm drooling and these words is coming out my mouth.
It's that gangsta loving that just got me bugging.
jet stove and look like it's gonna be another one of them hot summers. Yeah, bust a bus down. Here we go. Slim on, Loomy D. Hey, yo, y'all know why she going uh-oh, right? Check it. Yo. Prada, hotter, all on my Copacabana, mama. Got a lot of shit with you and I love your persona, mama. Always love to get with you, ever needed me, mama. Holla, how you check me and give me the Uchi Walla Walla. Swallow a couple shots of the yak and make a dollar. Little mama in the crib with a focus to be a scholar. Type of example of a shorties might need to follow. Not a chicken, a bug, and come with a little shop of horror. Take you to the Caribbean, down the Caravana. Sell a Mediterranean and enjoy the water. When the road is rocky, you keeping me stocky. Take your care, nigga, so I'm right when you check on your poppy. We all right, baby, hug me with all your might and put it on a nigga, cause you know that it's on tonight. Break up the makeup, you know that we gonna fight. And if we riding together, let's do it then.
Show you right.
Never, ever wanna let you go. Tell me what you're feeling, cause I wanna know. If you're around, you know I'm down. I'll be that girl, keeps you on around me here. Just because it feels good. Saying us, keep you right, believe in love.
I never thought you'd be the one. Make me shine brighter than the sun.
There ain't no ups and downs, no winning outs. You're here right now.
If you want me to stay, I'll never leave. If you want me to stay, we'll always be. If you want me to stay, love endlessly.
Ever gonna leave? You feel so good on my arm. Something like them baseball jackets with the leather on the sleeves. Or a flooded timepiece that cost several hundred G's. Your loving ain't the type of love everyone receive. Baby girl, go down like she never wanna breathe. I gotta play it right, cause this kid don't usually let him stay the night. And when I know you wrong, I say you're right. And when I wanna say no, I say I might. She's real talk, you know it ain't another. And anytime I'm gone, you know I'm thinking of you. And anytime you need, you know I got you covered. You know none of the others do what I does. I keep your rocks bluer than hers. Keep your shoes newer than hers. And I do it because
if you want me.
So, I mean, not everything is crystal clear and perfect.
It's not
the fantasy. Can you humble us and talk about, you know, some of the downfalls that you didn't see coming? And if there's any way of, like, preparing yourself for that, for any of the moms that are ready to embark on entrepreneurship, moms and dads, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. I would say honestly, really just understanding that, like, you're in it alone. Like, you know, you really need to put yourself first. If you don't put yourself first, if you don't take care of yourself first, if you don't actually think about the decisions that you're gonna make. And if you don't actually think about your why, like, what is your purpose? What do you love to do? Like, what is going to drive you? And, you know, my downfalls, I mean, it was really just, realizing that not every single opportunity is going to work out.
Okay.
You know, not every single opportunity is going to work out. You're going to fail. You're going to feel confused. You're going to feel alone. But it's all part of the growth, you know, it's all part of the growth. And but I feel like, you know, what's meant to be will be. And you just need to, no matter what, you just need to put yourself first and always go with that instinct. You know, you know in the back of your mind what's right, what's wrong.
What's my name?
Are you Ellie?
Had lots in the game.
And the game done chose me.
To bring pain. Pretty women and fake thugs wanted the same.
Ever since you told me.
There's only room for two. I've been making less room for you.
Now only God can hold me.
Hug me, love me, judge me. The only man that hovers above me. Holler.
I met so many men and it's like they're all the same. My appetite for loving is now my hunger pain. And when I'm feeling sexy, who's gonna comfort me? My only problem is their insecurity.
Tired of being alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting arguing on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Why you telling all your friends?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't understand.
My love's on the red.
Relationship, and I wanna know, is it as good as it gets? Cause we've been through the worst times and the best times, but it was our time, even if it was part time. Now they've been looking at me, smiling at me, laughing like we wasn't happy, but not knowing that we're growing and we're getting married. Hard loving and straight thugging. Baby, I ain't doing this here for nothing. I'm here to get it popping, hopping. Let's ride out in the Benz, head blowing in the wind, sun glistening on my skin. Hey, I'm nasty. You know me, but you still be feeling you, baby. The way you walk, the way you move, the way you talk, the way you stare, the way you look, you style your hair, the way you smile, the way you smell, it drives me wild. And I can't go on without you.
Now people loving me and hating me, treating me ungratefully, but not knowing that they ain't making or breaking me. My life, I live it to the limit and I love it. Now I can breathe again, baby, now I can breathe again. Now people screaming, what's the deal with you and so? I tell them, mind their biz, but they don't hear me though. Cause I live my life to the limit and I love it. Now I can breathe again, baby, now I can breathe again.
Tired of being alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting arguing on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Telling all your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't understand.
My love's on me.
What is that one thing or a few things that you would like to say to the men? What is it that you need that man to hear, know, and understand?
I think it's important for them to know and understand that number one, we just want the support. You know, support, just like they like love the support no matter what they're doing. It could be that, you know, getting a new job or, you know, it could be one of those things. We give them support kind of thing.
So, I mean, I've never had this conversation with the exes, you know. I have gotten that, well, you're rough around the edges, which I'm aware. Or the, you know, you're hard, like you're too hard, which I'm aware.
Yeah.
I've softened up. But regardless, I'm not trying to put blame or hold responsibility on anyone. But I'm bringing it back to, like, when I was saying, you know, that some of us women, like, we don't know when to turn off that boss mode. And then we come home and it's like, yeah, we're kind of hard. But what I also realize is that if I don't feel protected, if I don't feel that I'm in a safe zone to be vulnerable, I can't let that guard down.
Yes, there you go.
So it's like, when a man says, oh, well, can you give me more of that feminine energy? It's like, I am, like, I don't really know how to, you know, how to deal with that. Because I'm a female at all times.
Well, thank you. I'm in my sense, like, my divine feminine energy at all times. But right. It's like, are you able to bring that out of me?
Right.
Like, are you able to bring that out of me? At the end of the day, I always say, like, I feel like, it's more also about your mindset. Like, what can you do for my mind? Like, are we constantly teaching each other things? Are we, and that goes within your business as well. Like, are you able to gain value from my business? Like, mm-hmm. Are we on the same mindset, you know?
But, hold on. Do they have to bring value? What is it in action can a man do to show support to his woman while she's going through this transition of becoming a full-time entrepreneur?
I think honestly, just actually being there to talk to, you know, actually asking questions.
Okay.
You know, like, ask questions, make sure that, like, you actually understand what's going on in your significant other business. And yeah, just finding ways that you can communicate, that you can just show that you support them. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that you're in it all the way, but just actually understanding what's going on within the business, I think that it makes a big difference because you kind of understand, like, what I'm going through, you know? So you know how to deal with me, you know how to talk to me, you know how to, what kind of questions to ask, like, it, you know?
So can you let us know how your leap of faith has impacted your life negatively?
Good question. Honestly, my leap of faith has impacted my life negatively just by trusting too easily.
Mm-hmm.
I would say definitely, you know, it's of course good to have faith in, you know, but you really, like, you need to, I think that it's important to think about your why, the after effect, is because when you're in the moment, it's so easy to just be like, this is what I want, or this is, you know, until it happens. So I think it's important to, for me, it's just really been trusting too easily and saying yes to things just because it's fair, you know, because it's easy to want something, or it's easy to say that, you want something, but if it's not meant to be, or it's easy to make something happen or try to make something happen, but if it's not meant to be, then it's just not going to work out how it's supposed to. So I feel like I try not to force things, and you know, what's meant to be will be, and I just try not to force things, you know. I of course have my plan and, like, what I want, what I believe in. I let things flow, and I try to
Thank you. never underestimate a young and steady on the low. I got that something roaming through the city like I run shit. I know, give it another year, I finna blow it. Never underestimate a young and steady on the low. I got that something. I speak it for I see it. Somebody better tell these other girls it's my goal. Mama always said my future bride. Getting in a zone, trying to find the right flow. Self-prophesizing since I'm five. I'm so driven, never stop since I hit that first goal. Started on my own and now we thrive. Underestimate a young and steady on the low. I got that something roaming through the city like I run shit. I know, give it another year, I finna blow.
Stop for a minute, let me get into it.
Keep red on my mind. I'm trying to keep more in my pocket. They say I'm ahead of my time, but y'all already know the flow, so retarded. I'm out here putting in work. I'm something like a diamond in the rough. Just an underdog of the world. Try to get it, though I never get enough. For a minute, let me get into it. Let me get in my zone. Nigga said it was with it, they was never with it. I'm gon' get my own. Girls wouldn't let me hit it, not in my business. One more tape, I'm gone. I know the streets gon' feel it. King of my city, y'all can't take my throne.
For a minute, let me get into it. Underestimate it.